Miso soup is, on paper, the simplest dish in the Japanese repertoire. Dashi, miso, two or three garnishes. A competent cook can make it in 5 minutes. And yet, of every Japanese dish I have watched non-Japanese cooks attempt, miso soup is the one most reliably damaged in execution. Not because it is technically difficult, but because almost every instinct a Western-trained cook brings to it is wrong. There are roughly three mistakes that account for 90% of the failures, and they are worth naming carefully. The first and most consequential mistake is boiling the miso. In American and European recipes, you will often see instructions to stir miso into the simmering broth and simmer for 5 minutes. This is wrong, and a Japanese grandmother would intervene if she saw you do it. Miso is a living fermented paste. It contains the volatile aromatic compounds produced by koji during fermentation, esters, light alcohols, sulfur compounds, that account for its characteristic fragrance. It also contains active enzymes. Above roughly 80 to 90 degrees Celsius, these aromatics flash off and the enzymes denature. What you end up with is a broth that tastes flatly salty, mildly bitter, and oddly lifeless, miso reduced to its mineral content. The fix is simple. Turn the heat off, or lower it to its faintest simmer before adding the miso. The Japanese phrase nitateruna, do not bring to a boil, is the first rule a young cook learns. The second mistake is not using a strainer. Miso is a thick paste, often slightly granular, and if you simply drop a spoonful into hot dashi and stir, you will get streaks and lumps, pockets of intense salt floating in pale liquid. The Japanese solution is a small fine mesh strainer called a miso koshi, about the size of a teacup, with a long handle. The technique, dip the strainer into the dashi so the bottom is submerged, place the miso inside, and press it through with the back of a small spoon or a wooden paddle. The miso dissolves smoothly into the surrounding liquid, no lumps, no streaks, fully integrated. A fine mesh tea strainer works adequately as a substitute. Without something to do this work, the soup will be uneven in every bowl, no matter how carefully you whisk. The third mistake is timing. A Western-trained cook puts everything into the pot at the start and lets it cook together. This is exactly wrong for miso soup, where each ingredient has its own moment. Daikon and root vegetables, if used, are added to the dashi at the beginning and simmered until just tender. They need actual cooking time. Tofu, by contrast, only needs to be heated through, 2 minutes at most, or it will turn rubbery and weep. Wakame, the soft green seaweed, is added off the heat and raw. It is already cured, it rehydrates in seconds, and any more than 30 seconds in hot liquid turns it slimy. Green onion, aonegi, goes in last of all, after the miso, often in the bowl rather than the pot, to preserve its bite. The dish is built in sequence, not in parallel. There is then the question of pairings, which is its own quiet vocabulary. The canonical combinations are not arbitrary. They are old, balanced, and worth respecting. Tofu plus wakame plus green onion is the everyday standard, protein, mineral, allium, and it is the one most foreigners encounter. Daikon plus aburaiji, thin fried tofu, is a winter pairing. The daikon's clean sweetness lifts the rendered oil of the fried tofu. Shijimi, small freshwater clams, with mitsuba, is a morning specialty, traditionally eaten by people recovering from drinking. The brackish sweetness of the clams is its own argument. Nameko mushrooms with silken tofu is autumn. Each pairing follows a logic of balance. And once you can read the logic, you can build your own. What is easy to miss, especially from outside Japan, is the structural role of miso soup in the meal. It is not bulk food, as a Western soup often is. You are not meant to fill up on it. It is not an appetizer in the French sense. It does not announce or build appetite for what follows. It is something else entirely. In the structure of Ichiju Sansai, one soup, three dishes, the soup is the Ichiju, the calibrating element. It is a hot, salt, and umami liquid sipped between bites of rice and other dishes, and its function is to reset the palate, to keep the meal coherent across multiple flavors, to give the mouth a baseline to return to. It is the equivalent of a conductor's tuning note. Without it, the meal's flavors begin to drift past one another. The implication, then, is that miso soup is not a simple dish that anyone can make. It is a precise dish, whose precision is so quiet that most people miss it. Shizuo Tsuji's Japanese Cooking a Simple Art spends more pages on miso soup than on dishes that look 10 times more complicated, and for good reason. The simplicity is the difficulty. There is nothing to hide behind. A miso soup made well is a portrait of the cook who made it, in roughly 4 ingredients and 5 minutes. Get the temperature right, get the strainer out, get the timing in order.